Time for your comments pulled from emails and voicemails we received this week. We read and listen to them all. A lot of mail after our segment on transracial adoptions. The segment prompted Hilda Campbell of Chicago, Illinois, to write us about her 4-year-old son, Corey, who she adopted last year. A black child needs a black family. More married couples should adopt even if they're not experiencing conception issues. Foster care is wonderful, but children need permanency. So please, African American men and women, don't delay. Make our children a priority. On our roundtable Monday, we talked about the Million Father March organized by the Black Star Project. The group wants dads to make kids a priority and go to school with them on the first day of the year. Michael Brown of Gahanna, Ohio, wrote to say, "Fear keeps dads away. Too many black fathers are fearful of showing up at their children's school. They fear not knowing what to say, being looked down upon, not being educated themselves. As a 47-year-old black man raising 3 daughters, one of the most powerful things a black father can do for his child is to meet their teacher before the school session begins or within the first week of school." Brown says he's been doing that for years, and guess what? His first daughter has graduated from high school and is going to college in California. His 2 other daughters have B-plus averages. Good for you, Michael, and thanks for your letter. On our roundtable Tuesday, we noted that Vice President Cheney said, quote, "sound policy decisions," end quote, had protected the U.S. from more terrorist attacks since 9/11. John Powell of Montana wasn't surprised when some of our roundtable members disagreed. He wrote, "You might be speaking for some in our country, but you don't speak for over half of us. Day in and day out, you scoff at Republicans and white folks. I'm sorry, but every issue in America does not boil down to race. Give us a break. Actually, I'll give myself a break and change the channel." Well, John, I don't think the panel claims to speak for any percentage of Americans, and interestingly enough, we receive a number of letters that suggest some on the panel are too conservative and out of touch with black America. One other note. You say that not every issue boils down to race. You're right. But the belief of many African Americans in the United States is that it's never far away, and I think that's what you're hearing. I, for one, hope you don't change the channel and that you'll keep listening. But thanks for your note anyway. We appreciate all your comments, good or bad. We want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330 or email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.